Good day to you. My name is Stephen Jones with Growth Strategies. We have the pleasure of having this Chris Kavanaugh with Shift Inc. here on the call with us. Chris, you want to say hello?
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. This interview is basically to talk with people regarding a situation that most people are having in their life, and that's typically when they have something that's blocking them, that's holding them back, that's causing them to be unproductive, maybe that's causing them to be disorganized, it's maybe causing them to feel like their life is controlling them. I found that there's a lot of people in that world and in that environment. So what I want to do, I wanted to invite Chris to do this call with me. I've got a couple of questions that I wanted to ask with her, and she's going to go deeper on some certain subjects. But I wanted to make this information available to my network and to her network and whoever you wanted to share this with around this topic, because I believe this is such a prevalent issue. There's a lot of business owners. There's a lot of executives out there who just feel, stuck is really the word. Either they feel like things are happening beyond their control or whatever it is. So in a lot of conversations that I've had, I feel like this has been a prevalent issue, and I wanted to address that. Well, really, the only person that I wanted to go to help address that was Chris Kavanaugh. So thank you for being on the call, Chris.
Well, thank you. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us just a quick second about what you do and who you are and why you do it, and then we'll get into the interview.
Sure. Well, as everybody knows, my name is Chris Kavanaugh. I am a speaker, author, and executive and life coach. And my company is called Shift because I help people shift from where they are now to where they want to be. And the reason I got into coaching, the reason I started my business, is really because I've found that most people are really sitting back and letting their life happen to them instead of standing up and creating the life that they want. And that's a real passion of mine, is to help people make that happen. And that's kind of what I built my business about. And ultimately, I think that's why Stephen asked me here.
Awesome. And that's definitely the case. And I think this happens with more business owners than maybe we think, and sometimes this is going on in your own life and you don't think it is until you've had these questions asked to you. So I think this will be a really interesting interview. So we've got predominantly four questions, Chris, that we'll go through, and I guess I'll interject as need be. But first question that I think most people listening to this interview would say, what would you say are some of the major frustrations or needs going on with people who might be ready to, quote unquote, make the shift?
Well, it's funny that you asked me that, because every time someone hires me, it revolves around a lot of different things. But ultimately, it comes down to the fact that despite many attempts to do so, they just can't figure out how to achieve their goals. They've tried and tried and tried and failed and failed and failed, or they haven't fully committed. And they just can't figure out how to make it happen. And a lot of it boils down to the lack of accountability. When we're trying to change what we're doing or who we are, structure and accountability is so important, and the lack of that ends up being a real sticking point to helping people achieve their goals. Another key frustration is just a deep feeling that they've worked really hard to get all stuff done, but most of what they did, it just wasn't productive. And again, back to structure. The lack of structure in how they approached their goals caused them to get off track pretty easily. And sometimes it's just a deep sense that they're not living up to their full potential, or a real strong desire to have a better ability to have a life and enjoy their work at the same time. And I think the reason most people are ready to make a shift is, as I said earlier, it's because they really feel like their life is running them and they have very little control over it.
I agree. It's interesting, even some people that are very structured and organized, and I think that's some people, you know, a lot of people listening to this call, you would say, that's definitely not me. I'm not extremely organized, even though you might tell people you are. You need that structure and you need that accountability, especially if you're not structured by nature. But one of the things I found out, too, is people that are structured and are organized still get caught up in the details and caught up in the nuances of running their business and caught up in the drama of their day and things like that. And even if you are structured, you still need that accountability, and you still need someone there to say, here is the structure that we're following, you know, or to create that structure for them. So it's beneficial if you're structured, or especially if you're not structured. So.
And just to quickly follow up on that, even the most structured and organized person in the world, when they are trying to be different or do something different that they're not used to, they usually default back to what they know. And it's the structure that allows them to be more consistent with what they want to do rather than the default to back to what they've always done. And in fact, Albert Einstein has a great quote that says, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And that's just human nature. So really, the structure is for everyone. It's really required structure, no matter how organized and structured you are, because you're trying to be different. And we as humans aren't different naturally unless we create the parameters for us to be different.
Yep, I completely agree. And you need someone to help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And do that on your own for the most part. That's interesting. And I hope everyone catches that, because that's a big stumbling block for a lot of entrepreneurs and a big stumbling block for a lot of executives. So make sure that you definitely got that point, because I think that's key for most people. Second question, when someone says time inhibits them from working with a coach, what are some solutions around that?
You know, even today, I just got off the phone 5 minutes ago with a lady who's really interested in hiring me as a coach. And we talked a little bit about money. We talked a little bit about time. And it really boiled down to time for her. She's like, I have too much to do. I don't know when I would fit it in. And the truth is, everyone has the same number of hours a day, even busy, happy, productive people. And believe it or not, the structure provided when you work with a coach gives you more time in the long run, because you end up shifting the way you approach your time and you make better choices about how you spend it. And focusing on priority items and organizing your day around them makes you even more productive and often helps you fast track your goals. And I actually had a client who hired me for a six-month program, and 3 months in, she remarked, wow, I can't believe all the time I've gained because you're helping me manage my time better. And it was such a shock to her. And that's one of the huge benefits about the structure of the coaching aspect, because it does provide you the ability to just be different, which ends up giving you more time.
It's kind of like money and a budget. We don't think about how much money we waste throughout a week or a day or a month or whatever it is until we put ourselves on a budget. And people that are really budget oriented and finance oriented can certainly relate to that. There's just a lot of slush money that gets wasted, and we don't even think about it. And at the end of the month, we're like, oh, my gosh, I have no money. But when you're on a budget, it's like, wow, I have this money to spend, and I have this money to save, and this money to allocate. So it's the same thing with time. So I can see that being exactly the same case. You're creating a structure around what to do, and priorities first, and secondary things are second, and thirdary things are third, and making things organized in that manner. So that's something that a lot of people don't have. So that's really a good point, Chris.
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
And in relation to money, speaking of money, lack of the investment money may be another inhibitor that people think is to working with you or to making the shift. How can this be dealt with? What are some of your solutions? What are some of your thoughts on that, Chris?
Well, the first thing somebody really needs to do is look at coaching as an investment rather than a cost. Mm-hmm. It's a complete perception difference. If you think about it, an investment brings you a greater return back than you initially put in. And that's what happens when you invest in a coaching program. There is no greater investment you can make than investing in yourself as you plan for your future. Especially if you're the breadwinner, the sole provider, the CEO, the business owner, you know, whatever it is that your role is, investing in you has to be a priority. Because really, time stops for no one, and the longer you wait to design the future you want, the less time you have to enjoy it. And one tangible way to invest in yourself, and I often talk about this for people who really want to invest in a coaching program and they can't quite figure out how to get the money for it, is I ask them to take a look at what they're spending their money on. Because a lot of times we're spending money on things we want rather than money on what we need. And if you were to take a sabbatical, so to speak, from spending money on things you want, and just cut back for, you know, 3, 4, 6 months, whatever it is, you'd find the money for the program, and you'd be able to reallocate it to you. And examples of that is eating out less, you know, maybe getting a lower cable bill. You know, if you don't want to get rid of cable or your TV altogether, then just change your package to get rid of the stuff that you don't need and just have the package of stuff that you do need, like basic cable. You know, maybe not buying the $5 cups of coffee every day. You know, I mean, there are some people who literally spend $5 at Starbucks every day, and that's $25 during a work week. That's $100 a month just on Starbucks. So, I mean, there are ways that you can do it. It's just, again, prioritizing. You can do anything that you want if you're willing to figure out a way to make it happen. You can always find time, and you can always find money if it's important. And that's what I tell people. You can do it. If you really are committed, we'll figure out how to make it happen.
And how many people listening to this interview really remember all those Starbucks trips? I mean, think back over the last previous month. I mean, do you remember all those, you know, trips to Starbucks and drinking the Starbucks and all of that? You know, you might remember a couple of them. And if you do that on an every other day basis even, that's just a lot of money that's wasted. You know, if you took that money and instead of spending it and invested it, you know, you would have, you know, much more in front of you and much more as a result of that as opposed to just wasting it. And I'm a big fan of the cable thing, too. It's funny that you mentioned that. I've known really just a handful of people that have literally cut off their entire cable and taken that money and put it towards whatever the investment was that was important to them. You know, I do like the basic cable. I don't know. I'm not a big TV person anyway. But I think it's a really strong person that says, you know what, I'm spending this much money on fluff, and why don't I strip that down to the bare bones and take that money and invest it in something that's important, like me, like your the rest of your life, your business, where that's going to take you personally, professionally going forward. I think that's just the biggest investment that you can make is investing in yourself and investing in your business. So I appreciate you mentioning that, Chris. That's key. So,
well, let me give you another example. Let's just pretend it were you and I was talking to you about a program and you weren't sure if you had the time or money to do it. You know, what I would say to you is if you had a packed week, I mean, every second of your week was basically accounted for and you had no wiggle room in your schedule, and then you got an emergency phone call from your mom that said, you need to come home, there's a problem, would you drop everything and go? And what would your answer be?
Sure,
yeah,
absolutely.
And that is a perfect example of prioritizing. You would find the time because it was important to you. So when people say, oh, I can't find the time, that's a misnomer. It's not that you can't find the time. It's because you haven't prioritized it. And that's something that I want to make very clear, that you can find the time for anything. And regarding the money, we all have experienced our checkbooks being ridiculously low, and all of a sudden our car breaking, and we all of a sudden have a $1,000 car bill. Well, do all of us go, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to sell my car because I can't pay for that? No. We find the money because we have to pay for it because a car is a priority. And again, it boils down to choice and priority. You can always find the money if you prioritize the investment. So I guess that's key, is it's choice.
And here's a good way to tell if you're ready to make that shift. If your life last year was similar, the same, a little bit worse, a little bit better than last year, same as the previous year, same as the previous year, same as the previous year, you are ready to make the shift. Most people's lives are pretty much that way. They're a little bit better than last year. Maybe they're a little bit better off than last year and the previous year, personally or professionally, whatever it is. And they haven't made that gigantic step forward. And if that's you, that's you. So
yeah.
I see that a lot. So that you're completely correct, Chris. So
yeah.
Last question, because I know we got to wrap this up for time, I guess. But last question: what does a person really get back from working with you? What is the real value someone walks away with?
Well, the ultimate value is that my job, my role, is to proactively support you, to actively listen to you, to ask you powerful questions that force you to think differently and help you clarify things, to add objective observations, to help you develop a strategy that's right for you, with the goal of transforming your personal and professional world into whatever you want it to be. And again, that's my company name, Shift. I'm constantly shifting people from where they are today to where they want to be tomorrow. And there are really 10 specific things that I do. You know, the first is, through the coaching program, my role is to really inspire new vision and outside-the-box thinking. The second thing that I do is that I really help people discover new life options and new perspectives. Another thing that I do is that I assist people in defining and easily moving through obstacles. I enable them to demolish mindsets that hold them back. I really assist in clarifying, as I said earlier, what really matters so they can make good choices. The greatest thing is that I help them live passionately and joyfully more consistently. Ultimately, they end up staying committed to their personal growth and discovery. They can act as an objective, non-judgmental, supportive mirror. That's another thing that I do. I provide encouragement, motivation, and accountability. And I really help people develop their life skills so that they move from just existing or living their life to absolutely thriving in their life, both personally and professionally.
That's a big difference, because a lot of people live their life kind of in a rut. And if you were to ask them, they would say, well, I'm definitely not in a rut. But if you were to qualify that question with some particular points, you would be able to show them that they are absolutely in a rut. And I see that myself, and I know you see that a lot too, and a lot of people who don't think they're in a rut are absolutely in a rut. And a lot of what you've talked about there in those 10 points really just helps them break out of that, you know, when they think that they're in or they're in a rut and they don't think that they're in a rut, either in their business or in their personal life or whatever the situation is. So I think that's a big point.
Yeah, and ultimately, you know, investing in the coaching program, it really does help them gain more control over their personal and professional life. It helps them align their actions, mindsets, and beliefs with their long-term goals. They can handle their stress better. they develop a more consistent ability to manage their life and work so that they enjoy both, and they obtain the life that they want, which ultimately is what we all want. We want to get up every day and be excited about the life that we have instead of getting up every day and going, oh my gosh, how am I going to make it through the day? I mean, that's a completely different life.
Yep, that absolutely is. And it's a shame because I know a lot of people are in that situation. You know, certainly not everyone is in that situation, but a lot of people are in that situation. They're frustrated. They're not moving forward. They're not making big gains. They're not taking advantage of major opportunities in their life. They're frustrated. You know, things like that are, you know, holding them back, you know, either in their business or career or personal life or whatever it is, and they need to make that shift to get out. So
And there's another piece to that. You know, even people who have a great life and they really enjoy it, what coaching does and what I've done for people who are in that place is give them the space and the environment to really work on whatever it is that they're trying to work on. And a lot of times that's all they need. They need the space and the time and a coach who's committed to their goals to guide them through the process of the shift to achieve whatever it is that they're trying to achieve.
Yep. That's awesome. Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate that. I think that kind of information is helpful for 9.5 out of 10 people listening to this call. If someone is interested, if they identify and they recognize and say, you know what, that might be me, or that's absolutely me, or that might be me down the road, what would you have them do? What's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Well, on my website, which is begintoshift.com, that's BEGINTOSHIFT.com, there is a button that says emergency, I need to make a shift. And the little emergency is flashing. If people click on that button, it'll take them to a page that says, are you ready to make the shift? And there's a form on there, and all they have to do is fill out the form, click submit, and that'll give them an opportunity to set up a complimentary meeting with me. And for all the business owners out there, it's tax deductible to work with me because it's considered a business expense, by the way. And for executives who might be listening, there are a lot of companies who are offering personal and professional growth programs. And you just check with your HR department and see if they might be willing to pick up all, if not part of the cost.
Sure. And even doing like a, you know, bringing you in to do a seminar or a lunch and learn or a workshop or whatever it is into the organization is huge, you know, as a business owner.
Oh, and I'd love that.
Sure.
I'd love that.
As a business owner was the only one who was making the shift and handing that down to my employees, that's good. But if my employees were also the same mindset as me and we were all on the same page, that's dramatically better. So having you come in and work with the whole entire organization is much, much better.
And I love initiating culture shifts to help people really get to a place as they're being more effective, productive in both their lives and work. I mean, that, I'd love that. And I coach by phone so I can have clients anywhere in the world, and I'm certainly willing to get on a plane and travel to wherever I need to go to give a presentation.
Awesome. And that is an investment, people. I wouldn't have taken my time and taken Chris's time and taken your time to do this whole call if it wasn't an investment. I'm all about making money, not spending money. So do that. And your email address, Chris, is Chris, K-R-I-S, at begintoshift.com. So it's K-R-I-S at BEGINTOSHIFT.com.
And if for some reason they have problems with that, just call. The number is 404-551-3601. Because things do get lost in cyberspace occasionally.
They do. Well, thank you, Chris. Definitely appreciate your time and definitely appreciate your wisdom. I'm sure everyone listening on the call took something away. And the only action that I would have for those listening is to do something. If you resonate with any of the information that Chris gave, do something about it. You know, next year is just going to be the same as last year or the previous year or worse unless you take action and make a shift and do something about it. So thank you, Chris, and thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll definitely be in touch soon.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks.